Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to podcast with you again. Welcome to the Locked On Clippers podcast. I'm your host, DJ Foster. On today's show, I prove once and for all that real-life people still occasionally talk to me, every now and then, when I sit down with Philadelphia 76ers, Director of Digital Content. It's Charlie Widows. Charlie and I are going to mock draft everything, probably talk about Eric Bledsoe for no real reason, and finally, two rapidly aging white men will settle the age-old debate. Biggie or Tupac? It's the Locked On Clippers podcast. Welcome to the Locked On Clippers podcast. I'm DJ Foster. I have a very special guest. I've been teasing everyone for like the last eight episodes that this guy was going to come on, and he's here now. The overlord of the Philadelphia 76ers, Charlie Widows.
What an honor. Locked On Clips. DJ, thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, man. This is like a reunion. This is like a CBL reunion.
I know. I'm behind on my locker, so I did not realize you've been keeping this to the loyal listeners.
They're keeping their ears to the grindstone. Is that the saying? Nose to the grindstone?
Their ears also, all body parts to the grindstone.
All body parts are on the grindstone right now. So, you watch more college basketball than me, right?
Yeah, I'm watching a replay of Kentucky, Texas A&M right now.
Wow, look at you. At you. So, you could say you were locked on the draft.
There we go.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I want your takes. I want your take on first. Let's start Clippers first round pick, Bryce. What do you think about Bryce?
Yeah. I really like Bryce Johnson. I think I liked him a lot more before I saw him in person in New York, and he was like so skinny, which obviously is the reason he slipped to the Clippers. I think based on his production and like measurables, there's no reason why he wouldn't be a lottery guy. I guess maybe his age, but like he was so good. But he's just like his waist is really skinny, and he's just skinny. So, but it's one of those where like you could see a good team benefiting for someone who just slips at the end. You know, the Spurs always happen. It's like the guy just the obvious pick just falls to them. So I think it's good. I think he can shoot it. That's not an issue. I think he's gonna have deep range. Such a good rebounder.
Okay, so what about Diamond Stone?
I think another, like, he was a real top recruit coming in Maryland. I think the thing is his body could really get a lot better, mm-hmm. which our friend Ethan Sherwood Strauss would say fat is potential in disguise. not that he's fat, but, like, to have someone who could tone up rather than have to get bigger is probably a very good sign. He could be good. I mean, the question for me is, like, those guys clearly have talent. I was actually sitting next to David Locke for most of the Godfather of the Locked On podcast network.
Boom.
For most of the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were, like, every pick in the second round, Twitter would be like, oh my God, love this guy. Like, what steal of the draft? It's like, there were a lot of good picks in the second round. But it's just, like, how do they develop? You know, are the Clippers, are they going to get playing time? There's obviously no D-League one-to-one affiliation, so I don't know how Diamond Stone gets minutes.
Right.
But he's clearly talented. He's a traditional kind of big, I guess, so not the stretch, not a great athlete.
Like a poor man's Jahlil Okafor?
Probably Jaws, like, I think deep down, like, a pretty good athlete.
Yeah.
And he's also just, I think, kind of an insane passer. The offense is built around that. Stone could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's a second rounder. There's a reason why he's a second rounder.
Sure.
But
Best yeah. nickname in basketball?
The Mineral. The Big Mineral.
That's great.
Diamond Stone. I give credit to my cousin for that one. He did not even really tweet, so I have to amplify his message that he's the Mineral.
That's great. That's a great nickname.
Yeah. I just want to hear Ralph say it. Ralph and Mike talk about the Mineral.
We're going to play a game with you.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
I was inspired. I was on Twitter, and I saw that wrestling is having a draft right now. Have you heard about this? Yeah, wrestling is splitting into, like, WWE is splitting into two shows, and they're having a draft. So they're, like, everyone that's on their roster, they're, like, splitting half and half, and they're having a big draft.
Oh, I did not know that.
Entertaining, right? And it made me think, well, Charlie loves drafting.
Sure.
He loves the draft. Why don't we draft some stuff?
Love it.
So,
all right, what are we drafting?
So here are the rules. We'll alternate first round pick for each category. Okay. And we'll alternate who gets to pick the category of what we're drafting.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll start and you'll have the first round pick.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start. We're going to draft to start rappers.
Oh, great one.
Yeah, rappers. Now,
okay.
Important distinction. They can be dead or alive. Because we're not entirely sure that Tupac and Biggie are dead.
No, sure. And can this be groups or just individuals?
Oh, no, you can go groups.
Okay.
Everything's on the table. Yeah, everything's on the table right now.
Okay.
Three rounds. You got the first pick. This is tough. This is polarizing, by the way, because you're in Philly now,
sure.
And you could upset some Philly listeners if you choose.
Right, like I have to go freeway with my number one pick.
Well, I think they'll forgive you.
Okay.
Maybe save that one.
For my late round sleeper, then.
Sure, he could be a sleeper.
If you don't snatch him up, okay.
I'm probably not going to snatch him.
Well, I think you'll see, like, my rap pace is like, has an advanced past 2000.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think I have to go, my favorite is Jurassic 5.
Wow, nice. Okay, J5. You know,
J5.
They came into my head, and I was like, okay, you know, I could probably wait on them. You're going J5 right out of the gate.
Yeah, you gotta identify your target and take them early, I think.
I'm not mad at that. I'm gonna go with my favorite as a second pick. I'm going with Outkast.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with Outkast. Uh-huh. How do you feel about that?
I was hit or miss on Outkast.
Really?
Obviously some great hits, but yeah.
Didn't love their mainstream radio stuff, probably.
Yeah, like some of the ideas. Yeah, our friend Graydon, when he was out visiting in LA a couple summers ago, we went out to Amoeba Records in LA,
okay. And
we picked up like one CD to play over and over because we didn't have any plug-in for our iPods in the car, and we just listened to like a lot of Outkast.
Which CD?
It must have been Aquemini. It had to be Aquemini.
Oh, if it's Aquemini, then you're wrong.
That wasn't the right one.
That's the only CD you can listen to over and over again, and
right.
Not get sick of.
Right. Yeah, it got played out a little bit for me.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's fair.
Okay.
All right.
First round. I like this first round. It's a lot different from like the traditional Biggie Tupac.
No, sure. We went groups first.
Right. Well, and so then my second round pick here is gonna be. That's how we do it, right? I go again.
Yeah. You go again.
Okay. So my second round pick has two individuals that I really like, but I will take Black Star as the group.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
No, you're locking up Mos Def and Talib.
Mos Def and Quali, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a power move. That's
I
not
had to do it.
That's not a bad call. That's a good pick. I like that. So
yeah.
Oh man. That's pretty strong. Since you went that route though, I'm gonna take Wu Tang.
Okay. God, that's a great one too.
Yeah.
Does anyone realize we haven't listened to new rap music?
No. We'll throw out some new name as one of these last picks. Mos Def and Black Star and Wu-Tang. I got Outkast and Wu-Tang. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Yeah.
Your team hasn't had a single in the last 15 years. How do you feel about that?
Clearly I'm dating myself, but I think I'm going to really flip the script right now.
Okay.
Go off the board.
Okay.
Although it's like the most on the board pick ever.
Oh, I think I know who you're going.
Do you?
I think so.
Shout out to our friend Miles Brown. I think I'm just gonna go Kanye.
What
do you think about that?
I hate that pick.
You do?
Well, I mean, it's like the equivalent of taking Sean Kemp.
Right.
Am I getting awesome? prime years Sean Kemp, or am I getting fat in Cleveland?
Very robust pick.
Yeah. I don't know if I love it. But I mean, prime Kanye, you got me.
Right.
Yeah. Recent Kanye, though, not a fan. Okay,
even on recent, like, within the same era of Kanye, there's things I love and things I hate.
Sure.
But the things I love are really good. And I can just fast forward. It's not like the tape era, which is when all my other music choices were from, when you had to fast forward manually and listen to everything.
Oh, yeah, that's torture. How did people even listen to music back then?
Yeah. I remember when CDs came out, you could just, like, immediately go to the next track. That was great.
It was a real game changer. All right, I'm going to go with neither of us took Tupac or Biggie.
Right.
I'm going to take Kendrick Lamar and feel pretty good about it.
Okay, that's good.
All right, rappers are done.
Can we do bonus round? Which one? Would you take Biggie or Tupac? Do we have to do these?
Yeah. Are you a Biggie or a Tupac guy? Now, both of us grew up on the West Coast. Let's throw that out.
Right. Only respect for Tupac, but I would take Biggie.
I would take Biggie, too.
Okay.
I think
that's the only answer, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Biggie's had way more hits than Tupac had, better lyricist, the songs were just better. I don't know how many ways you can put that. Tupac was a really smart dude and, like, a great poet, and I get that, but, like, for the guy that I want to listen to, it's Biggie.
Right, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Good. All right, your category, your turn.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm a food guy, you know, like,
yeah.
That's really... Other than basketball, like, that's kind of what's on my mind a lot of the time.
Sure, naturally.
So I take, like different ethnic cuisines.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, that's what I'll go with.
That's the most Brooklyn category I've ever heard, by the way. what kind of cuisines?
I mean, it can be, like, you can say, like, American, but, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I can't really say American, though, right?
Sure.
American?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, right. What is American?
Right. I mean, burgers, I guess.
Do you need to be more specific? Like, what dish?
No. I like it. Number one off the board. I get first pick. No-brainer. Mexican food.
Okay. I totally knew you were going there, and I was actually going to refine it to Mexican dishes. Would have been a draft, but that's for another time, maybe.
Do California burritos count as Mexican dishes, right? Though? That's a whole can of worms you were ready to open there.
Right, like, DJ, let's draft Mexican or California burrito ingredients.
I like the hyper-specific. All right, so Mexican food's off the board. Where are you going?
Okay, you went Mexican. I think I have to go Japanese. It's so versatile. Sushi is so delicious.
Sushi is very delicious.
Grilled Japanese meat is my favorite, so I'll go Japanese first round.
Not mad at that.
I mean, it's like a draft, in my opinion, like a two-player draft where whoever's picking second, you know, you're just a good player.
Yeah, yeah.
With Mexican and Japanese.
I don't know if I'd call this a two-player draft, because my next pick is Italian.
Oh, you're going Italian with three.
I'm getting pasta, right? I got pasta locked down. That's like 75% of my meals, I feel. Pizza, I think we can include pizza in there, yeah?
Yes, pizza counts.
I mean,
for those, you know, for the carb lovers out there, Italian is definitely...
I got pizza and pasta and California burritos. I mean, what else do I need in life?
All right, I would say, you know what? I'm going to just do it. Chinese food.
Wow.
I love it so much. Living in New York, there's so much good Chinese food. Dim sum is so good. And also, like, I've never been to China. I'd love to go visit. I'm sure it's not quite the same food that I would have over there, but, like, New York or L.A., good, like, big city Chinese. I went to school in Connecticut, and that was bad Chinese food, but, yeah, like, good big city Chinese food.
Your scouts have only been traveling to the Far East, and that's it.
Yeah, actually, wow, that's a great point.
Your scouts are just very localized there.
Yeah, wow. I need to really broaden, but I think I have a great next tip.
So. Okay. All right, so I got Mexican, I got Italian.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't easy decisions.
Oof, man. Okay, I got my answer.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with Texan.
Like Tex-Mex?
No, just Texan. All the food that you can get in Texas.
Like brisket and stuff?
Yeah.
And sausage?
I'm locking that down. I'm locking down barbecue.
I like that. So you're going continental United States Texan.
Does that count?
I like it very much.
I'm not sure that counts, yeah, I mean, but...
I spent a week in Austin, Texas, a couple months ago, and it was like all I did was eat all the time, and it was all delicious. So yeah, I'm not mad at that at all.
I'm locking up all the barbecue.
Okay. Well, but you're not locking up all the barbecue, because I could go like North Carolina-style barbecue.
Yeah, I don't want that. Pork. I don't want that vinegar stuff.
Right. Yeah, I would probably prefer that, but...
Well, then you and Bryce Johnson
but
just go eat barbecue together.
Here. I'm going to go, although I have to say, like, Philadelphia has some really great food here, so but I won't take that. I'm going to go French last
Ugh, boo.
So rich.
Ugh.
So decadent.
Boo.
Sweet of croissant.
Name me three French foods, like, quickly.
Okay, my favorite food, maybe, of all is... Like rotisserie chicken or like roast chicken.
Whoa.
Is that bogus to even say publicly that I love chicken so much?
I thought I claimed chicken since chicken is a barbecue food.
No, I just like chicken with like a mustard sauce.
Oh, that sounds awful.
One of my favorite dishes.
That sounds terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, for breakfast, all I want, if I were allowing myself to have whatever I want, is a croissant. And, like, a nice coffee, like a cappuccino or a latte or something.
Sure.
French
press,
I don't
maybe
know, as I've gotten older, like, I'm into pastries and, like, sweets more than I used to be.
Okay.
Yeah, chocolate.
That was a reach. That was a reach, Char.
Do you think French food is a reach, like, the number one most, like, gourmet cuisine?
That feels like a made-up thing.
Wow.
I don't love that.
Also, like, cheese and meat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in on French. I think that's going to be the steal of the draft.
Do you get to lock?
Can we do this redraft?
Do you get to lock down cheese and meat because you picked France?
Yeah. I'm going to send you, Mike, when we're done with this, I'm going to send you a picture of I went to France for Eurobasket last summer, and I showed up in the media dining spread with just a huge tray of brie cheese and salami.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I mean, that does sound pretty amazing. I'll tell you, I've never been to like a real French restaurant.
Well, as your wedding present, I will take you guys to a beautiful French restaurant in L.A.
The wedding that you RSVP'd to twice, by the way.
Wanted to really let you know I'll be there.
Love that. You're double going to be there. Love that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. New category, and then you get a category, and then we're gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
Okay. My category, I'm going to go with, porn stars. No, I'm just kidding. No, we can't do that. the panic in your voice.
All I know
was...
is the one that Miles did the Q&A with, Lisa Ann, who had a different representative on every pro team. She said,
"I did a fantasy football draft with her."
Right, she's like really into the media these days.
Yeah,
her second career.
So, I mean, that's a one player draft.
Yeah, I think we can agree that the one-player draft.
One-player draft. No reason to even go any further.
Right.
I'm going to go with Clippers. Former,
yeah,
former and
yeah.
Current. Every Clipper ever is on the board.
Wait, can we do a starting five? We can go through it pretty fast, but like just a starting five.
Okay. Five-round draft. You get the first pick. Mm-hmm. Every Clipper ever is available to you. Now, this is important. You're getting them only for their Clipper years. So you're not getting Dominique Wilkins and being like, squad.
Got it.
Unless you really want Clippers Dominique, which would be weird.
Right.
Okay.
I have a hot take, by the way. There aren't that many Clippers who have better careers elsewhere.
There aren't.
Like, maybe ones that came later on that were a little over the hill. But yeah, I don't think there are that many that, like the knock when we were growing up was always like, the Clippers, like, have these talented young guys, and they, like, don't want to pay them, but, like, none of them really were that talented.
Yeah. I mean...
Right?
Yeah. For the most part, yeah, none of those like, young draft picks
like
that they let go, right,
ever
turned into anything amazing. I mean, Lamar was a sixth man for a title team, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, but Lamar was also incredible with the Clippers.
He was. I wouldn't say he got it, like, a lot better. I mean, he got better, though.
Right.
In general, I agree with your point.
Yeah. Does this team need to win, or is this just our passion team?
This is this. You need both.
Right.
You don't want to fall in love with a loser. Yeah. No one likes to lose. Come on.
Get together. Well, we did grow up as Clipper fans, DJ.
We did. I just had to delete Keith Kloss off my draft board once I said that. Because passion, he's there. All right, you got first pick.
So who's good? I go first?
You got first pick. Yep.
I'm going 18 PER as a second-year player, Eric Gordon.
I mean, I knew that, and I knew that you had to take him first, because if I would have taken him, you would have quit.
Well, there are a couple players like that, but it's okay.
You would have rage quit the draft if I took him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some good... I'm going to have a good squad here, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going, give me 2010 every night. I'm going with Elton.
You're going Elton?
I'm going Elton.
Wow.
Yep, I'm here to win.
You're playing a certain style with Elton.
I'm here to win. I'm confident that Elton can adjust to the style, whatever style I want him to play.
All right, well then, I know where I have to go right now.
Where are you going?
I take Eric Bledsoe. Backboard to Eric.
Wow, Team Eric.
Gotta do it.
You are drafting.
That's my identity, is the backboard, Eric backboard.
You are drafting with your heart. I love it.
Think about how young and how up and down that team would be.
It's explosive. It's explosive.
Mm-hmm.
It's explosive. I like it. Okay, So Eric Gordon, Elton Brand, Eric Bledsoe are off the board. I'm going to go with Bill Walton.
You're going the big redhead. Wow.
I'm going big red.
Wow.
Bill Walton. Just told a story about him in the last podcast. Going with Bill. A steal with the fourth pick.
Okay, I'm going to go with a great Clipper on a team that was probably the entertainment to wins ratio was through the roof.
Yeah.
Quinn Richardson at the three.
Ooh, Q. Pound your head. Q's off the board.
Thank you.
Wow, you're building with wings.
Yeah, I think that they're at a premium these days.
You're going
and that era of our draft.
Sure. You're going small, I'm going big. Lamar Odom's off the board.
So you go the redhead and Lamar in the front court with Elton. Wow.
Who needs spacing? We're just going to grab every rebound. Yeah.
Okay. I think I have to match the redhead with Olympian DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre.
Yeah.
Well, you're taking...
Yep.
You know what I just realized? We have to stop this draft. You took Eric Bledsoe before Chris Paul.
Yeah.
You took Eric Gordon and Eric Bledsoe and Quinn Richardson before Chris Paul and Blake Griffin.
Yeah. I want a certain identity on this team.
I mean,
I need a ball pounder.
I took Bill Walton and Lamar before Griffin. I feel like current Clippers are out. You can't take DeAndre.
The two greatest Clippers in history are still on the board.
This is ridiculous. DeAndre, you can't take DeAndre. It's only former Clippers. I'm changing the rules.
Only former Clippers. I like that.
We're saving face. Former Clippers.
Okay. All right. Great. So then, with that, I would have to take Danny Manning.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he can be like a 4 or 5 like these days.
Oh, absolutely. He could shoot it. He could move. That's a fine pick. Okay.
Interesting. We're really changing things with the former ones. Okay.
We are. I know it's a little different now. I'm gonna go with Sam.
Cassell. Oh my gosh, what a great pick.
I'm going with Sam. I'm feeling good about my Sam Elton and Bill Walton and Lamar. We're gonna shoot a lot of mid range jumpers. Really. All right, last pick. You've got Eric Gordon, Eric Bledsoe, Quinn Richardson, and Danny Manning. Michael Olowokandi is still on the board.
Michael Olowokandi, the candy man, is still out there. I think I'm going to have to go just because of team chemistry, and I think, like, I'm a big believer in that. I got to get Darius Miles. Darius Miles and Danny Manning front court with my three wings is going to be the lineup.
That's what you're going with, huh?
Real athletic, yeah.
Yeah?
Running gun. That's the way the game's going these days, DJ.
Okay, sure. Darius Miles is the modern day four. When I think modern day power forward, I think Darius Miles.
Well, because when he was a Clipper, I still get the potential that he had at that point in time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. You've got some excitement on your team. You're going to be the most entertaining 25 win team in basketball.
Right.
Yeah. Just like those Clippers were.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fulfilling a destiny. Okay, so I'm going to take a sneaky pick here. Eric Piatkowski, the Polish rifle.
You're going Pike.
I'm going Pike. I'm going Pike. So I got Sam, Pike, Elo, Elton, and Bill Walton.
You definitely have a more veteran-heavy squad.
I'm going to ask if anyone is still listening to this. tweet me or Charlie. And let us know who you think's team would be the better team here. I mean,
definitely all of your fans who watch Bill Walton play, weigh in. Let us know who you think how Bill would match up with Darius Miles.
Bill would match up with Darius Miles just fine. It's Darius Miles. What's that?
How old was Bill when he played for the Clippers?
I mean, he was still pretty young, right?
Was he? I don't know.
I think so. It's like 25, 26?
DJ, he didn't play for the Clippers until his sixth year in the league.
That's fine. Yeah.
So he was 27, yeah. He played 14 games that year. Then he missed two seasons.
For some reason.
He played 33 games. So you're really getting some primo Bill Walton action on your squad.
I am. I thought for some reason that Portland was after San Diego.
No, he was an all-star the 2 years before he got to the Clippers, and then he played.
Then he missed
82 games the next few years.
Right, I'll take that 14 games of Bill Walton when he was a 27-year-old and was killing it.
Yeah, good luck keeping up with D Miles out there.
Yeah, big mismatch problem. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm gonna throw it back at you. What former Clipper coach is coaching your up-tempo squad?
Wow, that's a great question. It can't be Mike Dunleavy, and I don't know too much about the styles of the other Clipper coaches. Vinny? Is Vinny my coach?
Vinny, unless you want Eric Bledsoe benched for...
Right. Oh my gosh, how did I not take Aminu, by the way?
For Chauncey Billups.
He could be my four.
Yeah, you really missed the boat on the Clippers' Aminu.
Right.
Ooh, man, you must be kicking yourself for that.
Remember when he shot like 37% from three on the Clippers?
Yeah, the first half of his rookie year.
For like 20 games?
He was unstoppable.
Yeah. I want to bottle that time.
Who's your coach, Vinny? Are you going with Vinny?
Yeah, I'm going Vinny.
Well, I guess I'll go with
Vinny's going to lead that squad.
I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Larry Brown.
Oh, okay.
Larry Brown's a good basketball coach.
Yeah, and he could do well with your veteran team.
Yeah, with my veterans who just shoot mid-range jumpers, we're gonna be number one in defensive efficiency. I like it.
Yeah,
my team's better than yours. I win. I think you won food though.
I think the draft experts would give us both B minuses or B pluses.
Well, considering that we started and didn't draft Chris Paul or Blake Griffin, and had to change the rules halfway through
the whole entire structure, yeah.
To save face, yeah, I think we both get D minuses or Fs.
Yeah.
Okay, Char. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll come on and talk like real actual basketball soon. Once there's basketball to digest.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
Go Ben Simmons.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Thanks for having me, DJ.
All right, talk with you soon. All right, that was Charlie Widows. You can follow him on Twitter, at Charlie Widows. It's one of the easier name to Twitter handles I've had. Mine's Fox Sports Foster. Chances you remember that are, like, negative. But yeah, let us both know on Twitter how wrong we are about everything. Especially the whole Clippers mock draft fiasco. We'd love to hear from you. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us that 5-star rating on iTunes. Once again, thanks for listening to the Locked On Clippers podcast. We'll be back again tomorrow. We got some more guests lined up the rest of the week. If you're really enjoying this podcast and you know anyone else in your life that's a Clippers fan for some reason, let them know about the podcast. Send it to them. Link them out. Let's get this thing going. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care.